Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol and other emergency personnel responded to a report of a single vehicle traffic collision on the Drury Parkway at the Apa Trailhead at noon on Monday. The 89-year-old driver of a Nissan pickup had allowed his truck to leave the roadway where it collided with a tree. The Klamath man was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of impact and suffered fatal injuries. He was pronounced dead at the scene. 80-year-old passenger Ralph Rohde suffered severe injuries in the crash and was airlifted to the Rogue Medical Center in Medford for treatment. The collision closed down the parkway for more than 3 hours while CHP officers investigated the scene. Impairment is not considered a factor in the collision, and the name of the driver is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and one of the action items could end up costing the county $30,000 if the board agrees to hire a consulting firm to poll residents on a possible local transportation tax. The Humboldt County Association of Governments held a workshop in August with a presentation that specifically addressed the transportation funding as it currently stands. That means gas tax funding from the state. Other proposals for augmenting transportation funding were discussed, including money used on roads and road maintenance in the county. They include a local transportation sales tax measure that, if approved by voters, could appear on next November's ballot. The board will hear a presentation from HCOG about the proposal and will decide whether or not to spend the money to hire a polling firm to gather public feedback. The supervisors are also expected to approve a 5-year contract between the National Forest Service and the Sheriff's Office for the continuation of the Cooperative Law Enforcement Master Agreement for the Six Rivers National Forest. The Sheriff's Office supports Forest Service law enforcement when needed and is reimbursed by the federal government for any expenses incurred. The agreement is renewed every 5 years. The board is also expected to approve the annual budgets for 13 special districts that are managed by the County Auditor's Office. Those districts include the Whitethorn, Fortuna, and Lolita Fire Districts, and residents in those special districts provide funding through property taxes and other special assessments. Those special districts must present a balanced budget to the board each year for approval before annual budget distributions are issued. Governor Jerry Brown heeded calls from local and state officials and signed into law 3 medical marijuana bills over the weekend. Those weren't the only bills signed into law or vetoed by the governor. Brown also signed a bill that outlaws the use of the term Redskin for school mascots in the state. That law will affect only 4 schools that still use the term. All 4 schools are located in Merced, Calaveras, or Madera counties. On the other hand, Governor Brown vetoed a bill that would prohibit the naming of public spaces after Confederate leaders. Brown said in his veto statement that local governments are laboratories of democracy and are quite capable of deciding for themselves which of their buildings and parks should be named and after whom. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. You wouldn't expect Humboldt Bay Assistant Fire Chief Bill Gillespie to get deep into literature when discussing fire safety, but during his appearance on Talk Shop and while talking about the danger of fire as the weather turns colder, Gillespie reminds us of Kurt Vonnegut and the ignition point for wood and paper materials.
Wood and paper, 451 degrees Fahrenheit is that point that it'll smolder and burn. With some of the synthetic throw rugs, that level can be lower to where it only takes a couple of hundred degrees to get that to start to melt, or as it melts and drips down, it can ignite.
Gillespie was talking about the danger that heaters present when residents who haven't needed the heat on during the warmer months either forget to adjust thermostats for the winter months or forget they have covered up a heating vent with flammable materials. Wall heaters, fireplaces, wood stoves, and floor furnaces all need to be checked they are working properly and that they are free from materials that can have ignition points far below those of wood and paper.
One of the things we run into as we start into this time of year is thermostats all the way down, haven't needed it since last spring, where they'll set a pile of laundry or they'll put something over the top of it. The grates aren't that pretty, so somebody throws a throw rug over the top of it, but when that heater comes on, it's got nowhere for that air to go, so it gets hot really fast and that rug catches on fire.
Residents are urged to check heating units before operation, as well as to check to ensure smoke detectors are working properly as well. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.